admitting your age to me, sir?
Well, I'm 67 now.
And you're a native of the county, lived here all your life.
Yes, born right in that next house over there.
Oh. And you have a Bachelor of Arts degree?
Yes.
Science.
And it is Bachelor of Arts.
And you have some grad courses, but no advanced degrees?
No, I've done work equivalent to a master's degree, but I never did the thesis work, never got the degree.
I may never either. Well, I have a master's.
I didn't make any attempt to, I didn't.
I got my master's quite well.
My, in Rockford, the salary schedule was at that time based on hours of work you had done. I just went ahead and did the hours of work of things I wanted to take.
Now, your father was from, where was he born?
He was born up here a mile away.
That would be in?
In the same county.
Winnebago.
Yes.
And your mother was born in?
In Ogle County.
And your father's father was born?
In, I guess he was born in the state of New York.
And your father's mother?
Also there.
And your mother's father?
Let's see, where was he born? I don't know where he was born. He was pure Scotch. Wherever he was born, he was. His parents were both Scotch.
And your mother's mother was?
And she was born here in the United States, but she was English descent. But I don't know where she was born.
Okay. And you don't speak any other languages?
No. On a rural route, but we never bothered to put that on because it's such a small post office that we get our mail all right anyway. Hey, you can answer a question in language for me. This has been disturbing me. I've been hearing it on the radio all the time, people using the word trod as in the present tense. I don't like it.
Trod in the present tense?
Yeah.
I remember hearing.
Oh, I heard it just yesterday in somebody's sermon. Why, sure, it's past tense. Tread is present tense, but I've heard it so many times.
Would he say he trods along?
Would you trod the path that Jesus trod, for instance?
Oh, would you trod the path?
Yeah.
Well, I've heard that one.
Well, you,
that is
you probably would notice it if you did hear it.
Oh, yeah,
but I've heard educated
between
people.
The eyes.
I've heard radio commentators use it.
They're all tangled up too in this King James English that we use in our prayers.
Yes.
Putting the wilt with I wilt and where it went with thou, getting our thou and thee's and thine's all tangled up. Of course, that's an archaism. I never heard that one. I agree with you. That hit me between the eyes too, I think.
This past tense of drag being drug bothers me a lot.
Of course, hang, he was hung, instead of hanged, which is supposed to be correct, yes, it doesn't hang anymore, I hear it, the man was hung.
Well, I know the head of our English department in high school in Rockford insists that these expressions that are not considered good are going to be accepted.
Eventually it's coming, like half drank and half drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk makes you,
I know.
You know, snicker. Yeah. Well, and ladies.